welcome to my episode! I'm with class. You probably saw this already, but my episode is called The Truth Behind Your Childhood. It's basically about those stories you heard as a kid that were probably pretty warped or Disneyfied before they got to you, and for pretty good reasons. Our first example is Cinderella, a Disney classic. The live-action remake was in March 2015, and the original cartoon February 1950. Almost 65 years apart, though the very first variation of Cinderella was recorded in ancient Egypt. There have been many versions across the world in different cultures, including in India, Asia, and Africa, but the first European version recorded was in 1634 in Naples, Italy, by Gian Battista Basile in a book called Pentathrone. Almost 60 years later, there was a book published by Charles Perrault in 1697 in France that included a story called Cendrillon. Our third most famous version was adapted by the Grimm brothers, who, you guessed it, were brothers. They were born around 1786 and 85, and they both adapted stories for children's books. These stories, however, were not blunt, and had a lot of violent endings for the villains. You might say they came to grim endings. Some of these violent endings also include getting sewn up into sacks and drowned, getting turned into a block of wood and burned, getting crushed by a millstone, getting burned at the stake, getting stuck on the head with an axe, getting torn up into four pieces, or getting stuck in a barrel with a bunch of nails and getting dragged through the streets. Anyways, probably not for kids. Their version of Cinderella was called Aschenputtel, or Ash Fool. This version also comes with its share of violent endings. The evil sisters were so desperate to marry the prince, one of them cut off her toes just to fit in the shoe, while the other one cut off her heels. But even though this did trick the prince, a dove warned him of their treachery, and we avoided that ending. After Cinderella's wedding, another handy dove came and pecked out their eyes. Disney obviously omitted these parts in their cartoon when it was adapted. Even though the cartoon leaned toward the Grimm adaptation, the live-action Disney takes more from Cendrillon, which includes a merchant whose wife dies of sickness. Another story beloved by many, but also very Disneyfied, is The Little Mermaid, starring Ariel. The Little Mermaid was originally written by Danish Hans Christian Andersen in 1837. In the original story, Ariel has five sisters and also transforms into a human so that she can be with the prince. However, every step she takes in the human world is like stepping on broken glass. In the end, she does not get the prince, and he marries another princess. The sisters, being the Grey sisters they are, give her a knife to stab the prince, but instead she throws herself into the ocean and drowns. In Disney's 1989 The Little Mermaid, Ariel did not feel like she was stepping on glass everywhere, and she did end up getting the prince in the end instead of committing suicide. Another great classic is Rapunzel, which was released by Disney in 2010, and its backstory probably isn't as terrible as Cinderella's, but I'll let you decide. It was first recorded in 1634 by the Italian Gambattista and was called Petrosinella. The next adoption was by the French Charlotte Rose de Calmont de la Force in 1698 called Percinet. We next see it recorded by the German Friedrich Schultz in 1790, which was called Rapunzel. The Grimm brothers took it from there and published their version in 1812. Does any of this sound familiar? The story Cinderella was also first recorded by an Italian, adopted by a French, and then adopted again by a German. The Grimm Brothers version isn't much different, except that Rapunzel is cast into the desert when the evil enchantress finds out that she has been seeing the prince, and when the prince comes to see Rapunzel, he is cast out of her tower and falls into some thorns which blind him. The prince does some wandering around for a couple years blind until he finds Rapunzel in the desert, and when they meet, they're so happy that Rapunzel's tears heal his eyes and they live happily ever after. I won't mention some of the versions of Rapunzel because they're probably not PG. Our next great story is Beauty and the Beast, which actually is probably the least violent of all of these, which is probably saying something. But it was written by Gabrielle Suzanne Barbeau de Villeneuve in 1740. She was French, and the plotline was close to the same, except that Belle had three brothers and two sisters. In Disney's 1991 Beauty and the Beast, Belle was an only child. The 2017 live action doesn't stray far from the cartoon. For better or for worse, Disney has definitely edited these original stories, though it's probably good that we aren't watching Cinderella's stepsisters getting their eyes pecked out, or watching Rapunzel's prince falling off a tower into some thorns and losing his eyesight. Well, thanks for listening.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.